DW.
Hundreds of protesters are marching through the streets of Santiago de Chile. Lithium for Chile, not for Soquimich, they are shouting. Soquimich, also called SQM, is a Chilean mining company and one of the world's largest lithium producers. The reason for the protest is an agreement that the company signed with the Chilean Economic Development Agency, Corfo. The deal guarantees SQM the lithium concessions and includes a tripling of the lithium extraction quota through 2030. But SQM is a private-owned company and has been involved in several cases of corruption. According to Corfo's vice president, Eduardo Mitrán, the deal was necessary for Chile's competitiveness on the electromobility market.
Electromobility and renewable energies need rechargeable batteries. That is going to lead to a massive growth in the production of lithium batteries, which need different kinds of metals that Chile has plenty of.
SQM and Corfo have been embroiled in negotiations since May 2014 over the Salar de Atacama, the largest salt flat in Chile, which contains some of the world's biggest deposits of lithium. Lithium is used in batteries that power electric vehicles, in laptop and mobile phone batteries, and also in medicine. SQM was once state-owned under the name Soquimich, but during Pinochet's military dictatorship in the 1980s, the company was privatized. Since then, SQM has been accused of corruption, underpaying royalties and violating environmental regulations. Unionist Miguel Soto heads the movement Litio para Chile, Lithium for Chile. He organizes demonstrations and information events.
We think that SQM should be renationalized and that the state should take on responsibility for lithium extraction. We're not saying that private companies cannot participate, but the state should have control. One reason is that lithium can be used in nuclear warheads and in nuclear fusion power plants. Secondly, an overexploitation of the Salar de Atacama could cause an environmental catastrophe. And thirdly, the indigenous people of the region, the Atacameños, have expressed their opposition to the extraction.
Miguel Soto says the indigenous people in the Atacama Desert suffer from water scarcity because the mining companies use up so much water. Chile has signed the World Labour Organization's Convention 169, which is based on respect for the cultures and ways of life of indigenous and tribal peoples. It also obliges the government to consult them before starting big mining projects that impact their environment. But in the case of lithium extraction, the Atacameños were not consulted. To find out more about lithium extraction and the environmental problems that it causes in Chile, I seek out Domingo Ruiz, doctor of chemistry and head of one of the few lithium battery laboratories in Chile at the Universidad de Santiago.
Entonces ahora vamos a entrar acá al laboratorio principal.
Ruiz confirms that one of the biggest environmental issues related to lithium extraction has to do with water.
Se hace a través de evaporación solar.
Lithium is extracted by solar evaporation. The brines, waters with a high salt content that are located below the surface, are pumped into giant pools. In the middle of the Atacama Desert, the sun is shining all day. The water evaporates under the desert sun, and the material that is left behind produces lithium carbonate in a chemical process.
The Atacama Desert is one of the driest places in the world, and the extraction process has a direct impact on the water reserves in the region. The groundwater table sinks, and rivers, streams, and wetlands that are home to vulnerable wildlife, such as flamingos, carry less water or could dry out entirely in the future. The drinking water is often contaminated by the mining processes. That is one of the main problems for the indigenous communities in the region. Until now, neither SQM nor the Chilean government have assumed responsibility for the environmental impact of lithium extraction.
There are no regulations up to now. That is why a lot of people are worried about how the rising production quotas will impact the fragile ecosystem of the Salar de Atacama.
Water management is a key issue in Chile, where the water supply is completely privatized. This dates back to neoliberal reforms introduced by the military dictatorship. It is often the case that the mining companies are also the owners of the water rights in the regions where they extract minerals. Domingo Ruiz says that the government should make an environmental impact study and adopt regulations. He also criticizes the Chilean government for not investing enough in research to create a lithium battery industry at home in the future.
We are the world's largest exporter of lithium carbonate, but it's just a raw material. So we export the raw material, but we have no industry related to processing it, building up expertise or developing technology to produce lithium batteries. In this respect, we're still a third world country.
The agreement between Corfo and SQM requires SQM to supply 25% of its lithium output at a favorable price to international and national companies that produce batteries in Chile. Is that enough? Manuel Agusin is the dean of the Faculty of Economics at the Universidad de Chile. He thinks that the industrial development of lithium batteries in Chile should already be happening.
As Chileans, we have always trusted in the market. We've always believed that the market does everything. But that's not true. The state has to stimulate, to supervise, to provide public goods. If we want to count on lithium, we need engineering schools that research the topic in depth. We need lithium engineers. Chile is a country that is blessed by nature, but there is still a lot to be done.
Chile is an important player on the lithium market, but if electromobility is to make a sustainable contribution to combating climate change, the business of extracting lithium and manufacturing batteries would have to be carried out with respect for the environment and the people who live in it. For DW, I am Sophia Boddenberg in Santiago de Chile.
DW.